What is going on, Internet? Welcome to a series we like to call Hot Topic, a show where we take a break from our normal podcasting routine and deliver you quick, entertaining discussions about any and everything. If you're new to the show, this is The Summit, the podcast where we share with you all the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time of finding it yourself. If you're listening to this, you can find us on all major podcasting platforms. We're available on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. Do not forget, if you want to reach out and keep up with us, you always can find us in our Discord server, which is always linked in the show notes below. With all of that wrapped up, we hope you enjoy the discussion.
Obi, how many hours you got in COD right now?
Sick of it. I'm sorry, but COD's dead. It's not the not game. Many.
I didn't play it yesterday.
First one goes well, second one.
Only yesterday? You played every other day?
Three guys next game playing attackers and a bunch of guys with voice changers trying to troll and get their funny.
I mean, it came out what, last Friday?
The three guys I queued with were trying.
Didn't they have the fucking like if you pre-ordered you got to play early?
No, they didn't do that this year.
You got to play the campaign early, maybe.
That's whack. Who wants that? Who actually played the campaign?
Ghost?
I did.
Asher?
Ghost does a lot of
single. I played part of it.
According to Free, that is why what COD is most known for, you know, originally.
That's originally, sure. We're talking before three. Like three and before, yeah.
But, but who was playing Call of Duty before three and four? Nobody really.
Everybody. It was a race between them and Medal of Honor.
It was not a race.
It was definitely a race. I feel like the franchise Medal of Honor was by far better as far as story over Call of Duty. But then
you're making
Call of Duty
a competition out of something that was never a competition. Medal of Honor is known for its story, not multiplayer. COD's known for
right, it. But I mean the multiplayer came after. I don't think COD always had a multiplayer.
No, it had split screen, so you would just play your homies. I'm bro, sorry, that old niggas ain't.
I remember them days, bro. Them screen peeking ass bitches.
It's only these old niggas that think that you know niggas play Call of Duty for a story, bro.
That's yeah, weird. I ain't gonna lie. That is a pretty thing. There are several CODs that I probably have.
You like niggas couldn't even name
hours
something
in that you and remember. Fucking never touched a campaign.
Niggas must have only started at Modern Warfare then. I mean, it makes who? Sense. You?
No,
you wasn't there from the beginning.
I played the other CODs. I played all of them, and
what
then
were they called?
I played World at War. Call of Duty. It was Call of Duty. Like the first fucking Call of Duty is Call of Duty. Call of Duty 2. I don't even remember the name of Call of Duty 3, and then it was World at War. Was the fourth one?
It was Call of Duty 3.
Yeah, I think it was just
Call of Duty. It was literally just Call of Duty 3.
Nobody cared about the story until like you was just about to assume Modern Warfare and Black Ops came out. Like those stories actually caught niggas' attention at that time. Like anything before that, you ain't really
good. Isn't like Call 1 through 3 was just about like real life events.
It was like the
World War 2 because they did shit with the History Channel.
History lesson, I would have you know paid attention.
You would have paid attention to that shit.
That's wild. They gamified fucking history for you.
Who gives a fuck? I came in shoot niggas and set them on fire.
That's what GTA is for.
No, it's not.
GTA was known for his
story too.
Hell no. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
The biggest highlight of GTA, the top down,
shit, man.
Was getting in there and just running over. What you mean? Sure.
GTA is known for its story, bro.
Hell no. It never was.
There was multiplayer in Vice City?
I never saw. What does that got to do with anything?
Then what was you doing?
Killing people. Stealing cars.
After you played the story, though.
Nah, that shit kind of came along. Honestly, it was like a cherry on top.
You booted like, up GTA Vice City and immediately put in the cheat code just to start blowing shit up.
You're right. Out there flying with tanks.
You're talking about the guy who boots up Spider-Man to swing around. You're right.
What? My bad. Yeah.
I mean, that was the highlight of the game. Absolutely. Like, I was Spider-Man. So what am I going to get a Spider-Man game for? And play it for his story and not be Spider-Man. I got
the highlight of the Spider-Man game is the swinging around through the city.
It's to be Spider-Man. Hold on.
Highlight isn't the story though. That's crazy. What are you playing it for?
Web line to be Spider-Man. What are we talking? We doing this again?
You just really said the story is not the highlight of the Spider-Man game. That's all Spider-Man got. It's a story. The side content ass.
web slinging.
Traversing. The map is small. The map
and the vision is intricate traversing. The ventilations are like those wind rings that you can use to traverse.
My boy, you just said traversal three times in a row. Say something else. Wow, but what were y'all really talking about though? So I don't want to talk about Spider-Man around Striker. You know, I used to be a really big, I am a big Spider-Man fan, but with you around, I can't do it.
You can't do nothing but appreciate niggas like Carnage and Venom.
That was kind of left field.
That's kind of crazy though. Y'all really don't, y'all really think COD's for the campaign, not the multiplayer?
Hey, no, it is now.
Y'all are thinking about like before multiplayer even existed. Neither. Yeah, I mean, well, no shit. It didn't have multiplayer back then. But that's even then, saying. Not really, because split screen was a thing. Yeah, no.
And that's why I said what is the most known Call of Duty is Call of Duty 4. And then when he said, when did multiplayer drop? Call of Duty 4. So right. What would it really be known for? It's multiplayer.
Yeah, actually. No, but I mean, if it blew up at Call of Duty 4, then that means the majority know it for what Call of Duty 4 is for, and that's multiplayer.
Twitter, like...
The newer generation, sure, yeah.
That's ain't no saying. Newer generation. Call of Duty 4 is so fucking old.
What year was that? Old, nigga.
Like 2006, 2007.
Like, yeah, I swear I was going to say like 8 or something, bro. Like
it's 2007 because World of Wars. 2008.
Yeah, Ultra. Question.
That's fucking up.
Oh, I have a follow-up question for High Roller.
Yo, Ultra. I don't know if he's here. He joined, but I don't know if he's here.
What's yo.
What do you know Call of Duty for?
To be an FPS?
Sure, besides that.
To be a game that I've played since high school?
So you got on around.
Hold on. You mind if I can rephrase this question?
All right, go ahead.
Wait.
Do you know Call of Duty by the campaign, multiplayer, or zombies?
Multiplayer.
Appreciate it.
Right. Yeah. And that makes sense because he said high school. Meaning.
Look at this nigga trying to. That's
why I said. And you know, and this was perfect because I knew Ultra is older than me. So this was perfect. This was.
You played Ultra.
What? What?
Which Call of Duty you first played?
Modern Warfare 2.
Boom!
That's the first.
It makes sense. Video,
but actually, I mean, I played the one before.
An older generation. So, exactly. We're all old at this point.
So that's what I'm saying. People who got on the early, the modern times of Call of Duty don't realize or recognize Call of Duty as the campaign. That's like, not OGs has been playing. OGs have been playing Call of Duty since the beginning. You have Call of Duty for its campaign. I said.
Nah. This bro, there is nobody out here buying Call of Duty, playing the campaign, and then putting it down, bro. There is no fucking body doing that.
If you want to play the remaster,
Ghost didn't do that.
I promise you, no one's buying Call of Duty campaign, bro.
Isn't there like one of the remasters just didn't get a multiplayer for
Modern
Warfare 2?
Get a campaign, yeah.
Modern Warfare 2, yeah.
They didn't even get a campaign. They didn't even bother because that's not what the fuck people are buying.
That's not why niggas is here, gang.
What? Like, if you want an example of a game that's not known for its multiplayer, it'd be like The Last of Us, which someone like you probably didn't even know it had a multiplayer in it. You know, that's exactly. Right? Ghost of Tsushima, that's another one. It has a multiplayer mode in it. Most people don't do that because it's a game that's known for its story, right? Like, that's known for the story, right? And I would even say GTA does kind of count. Because GTA, even 5, GTA Online didn't come until like a year after. And motherfuckers was still chewing that game up for that year straight till Online came out. Like, for the campaign to be the most pivotal thing, multiplayer has to come as an afterthought. And it does not come as an afterthought for COD. Most people, most people have Dark. I guarantee you. I can't guarantee you, but like a little funny bet. I bet there's more niggas with Dark Matter. The motherfuckers who have beat the campaign already.
Man, it's like that for me for the last
100%.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, you just spoke a foreign language, so I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
That's all right, man.
I'm saying there's been more people who have done multiplayer mastery challenges over even completing the campaign.
You're a Call of Duty OG, but don't know what niggas talking about.
I don't play that shit no more.
You know?
I said that's been playing the OG COD.
I told you I played.
Anyways, yo, this wasn't even the hot topic. How did he even like deviate to this?
This could be a split, bro. This could be one of the hot topics.
I'm curious. So, When you say something, you know, as delusional as you do, and you realize, fuck, I fucked up, do you just stick with it just so you don't say you're wrong?
Got to.
That's the thing, I'm not wrong.
Got to die on this hill, you know what I mean? Because anybody that don't agree with me, they're crazy.
Bro, you got to hear a zombie take it sometime. Not right now. You got to go over that now. You got to hear his zombie.
You're not going to like this shit.
I got one question. You? What did you think of World War Z?
Like the movie.
Movie?
Yeah.
I thought it was trash. One of the most trash zombies out there. I don't know. Like it seemed like it was missing a lot of good plot opportunities. It felt like the movie was rushed. Didn't like the ending.
So you don't got a problem with Brad Pitt?
Nah, it's not because of Brad Pitt.
What about the book?
No, I never read the book.
That makes sense.
So that's what probably. I mean, I know the book. When it comes to a movie, every time the book is always better than the movie. So.
Yeah, the way you were describing it made it seem like you knew more that the movie led on. So I assumed you read the book. You know, I have the book in my room. I just haven't read it yet.
But no, I wanted to say in regards to the COD argument. Honestly, one of the things, and I think especially from back in the day. When I started playing Call of Duty back in like ninth grade, the campaign wasn't that like as amazing as it is in some of the newer CODs over the last few years. So that has progressively gotten better. And then Black Ops 2 was the first. Black Ops 1 was the first game to introduce zombies. So zombie was fun.
World at War had zombies.
It was World at War.
Was it World at War?
It's been a minute.
But my point is,
it was a secret thing.
Zombies today, and even in the last few games, it is so much better than zombies from back in the day. So honestly, what kicked off COD, I would say, was multiplayer, like online and all that. Then over time, all of these things, like especially when they started coming out with Warzone and all that, these things have progressively made the game better. So it's definitely a different game than what it was back when I started.
Well, sure. And like I said, in modern, like the Call of Duty of modern days, and I mean Call of Duty modern days, this is more like that era where multiplayer became very popular and people wanted more competitive FPSs. When we're talking competitive FPSs, Call of Duty was up there with Halo, with Counter-Strike, things like that. But before that, Call of Duty was a story-driven game. Everyone played Call of Duty for the story. And because of that whole World War aspect, that's why World at War and even Call of Duty World War II was so popular because people got to play those stories again Call of Duty 1, 2, and 3.
I would say
you played those COD games, Striker.
I have.
And you played them all. You played all the campaigns in those?
I did.
All of them. All the ones you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. All of them. Wait, all of them since release? You played every single Call of Duty and beat every single campaign.
No, not all of them. You said the ones that I mentioned. I said yes.
How many?
What you mean, just those four? No, I played Modern Warfare 2 and 3. I didn't play
the campaign wasn't as good as the campaign in Modern Warfare, the one that came out in 2000, it gave a persistent
what was World War III could look like during that time.
Nah, I don't even know what if series. If I wanted a what if series, I would have just gone to YouTube.
Nah, stop all that,
bro.
you
the takes are crazy, man. Nah.
Usual Tuesday, Jeremy's a take versus everyone else on the same page.
Hey man, like I said, the world is blind, and I'm here to cure it.
Crazy.
That's wild, bro.
Villainous ass shit.
Like, Hyrule or NJD, I don't know if you was there for that part, Hyrule, but how do you feel about zombies that can sprint?
I actually think it's cool. That's part of the reason why I like the game Days Gone, because I feel like them slow-mo ones that just be taking their time, it makes it way too easy. So I think it's a cool feature.
Yeah, they had to progressively figure something else out, because otherwise they just do the same thing. It does get boring.
I mean, gameplay wise, sure, okay, that makes sense. But when it comes to movies and shows, how do you feel about it?
I mean, same thing. Honestly, like I like how The Walking Dead began to adapt towards the end. We're beginning to.
Oh, we're losing him.
He's gone.
He like that.
All right, someone take over.
Don't you hate when your internet does that? Mid passionate speech.
What'd you do to his internet? Yeah.
Nothing.
Wait, you talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's back.
Oh. No, what I said was, even for movies or shows, I think that's still a good idea. I used The Walking Dead as an example and said that in The Walking Dead, I liked how towards the end of the OG show, zombies began to show a higher level of intelligence and being able to do certain things that they were not or did not have capabilities of doing at the beginning of the show. And so it made it more exciting. So, yeah, I like
that. How do you feel about... All right, so on that same note then, those zombies at the end of The Walking Dead versus the zombies that are presented to you in show or movies like World War Z.
I like the zombies in World War Z. I thought that was... That's not why I didn't like World War Z. I just wish there was more story. But I also feel, let's say, would have done like, you know, a part one, part two, and so forth.
Are you satisfied now, Ray?
Satisfied?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Just more or less curious. That's still just you on that hill too. So you got two separate hills you down.
I see where y'all getting that, and it is more entertaining for y'all. But to me, it just doesn't make sense. I like things being explained a little bit more than just being thrown at me.
But I mean, even if it was explained more to you, you said you wouldn't like that. Like, you don't like zombies being
fed. Oh, no, because I said I did appreciate, or I did like how The Walking Dead went about it. The Walking Dead actually, like, progressively got to that point and explained how the zombies became more, like, cognitive and more aware and had more...
But that shit took 9 seasons.
Let me ask you this, though. Like, with The Walking Dead, though, like, that shit's because it's post-apocalyptic. Those zombies have been past their prime. Something like World War Z... You're actively seeing him go from human to zombie within like that 12 seconds or whatever. So doesn't it make sense that in that prime body, it can still run and even have basic thinking capability because it's as close to human as it's ever going to be?
Nope, because you're thinking of the series as a whole rather than the zombies the second that the human dies and then turns into a zombie. Like I said, the zombies that doesn't make any sense. I mean, what? Sure.
Why not, Hyrule?
Based off what Razor was saying, like in World War Z, like if they immediately like change or whatever, like this is before they start, you know, just eating anything, the body's all decayed and stuff is still at peak.
Exactly. So they should be able to run this stuff. It just makes sense.
That does make sense to me too.
But is sprinting an instinct or a skill though?
I think it's an instinct.
I mean, my grandma can sprint, but not very fast.
Yeah, like it takes skill to be able to maximize how you sprint and of course like your pose and how you're running, how you're moving your arms, your strides and your legs. All of that does take skill. You have to learn.
Well, sprinting efficiency is a skill, but sprinting as itself is not a skill. Babies can sprint. They just can't do it. Old people
If you look at Phoebe from like the show Friends, homegirl can sprint, but she sprints like a clown.
Hell, yeah, so that's why it takes time for you it's not something that you just come out the womb knowing. It's something that you develop over time.
That's also like a human thing. Like most animals come out the womb ready to fucking go. A lot of animals, right? And like, or they learn how to walk and run a lot faster than we do.
The only reason a baby, the only reason a baby cannot run as soon as they come out of the womb is because they physically can't. But I bet you, I put money, you put a kid that's never ran in his life, a 5-year-old kid, never ran in his life, and you bring something like that will scare them, like a clown, a werewolf, whatever, like a mask, that jit will run. That jit will
crawl. Because he doesn't know how he's going to do something he doesn't know how to do. Crazy. So we can, and this is a crazy take, and you can probably scratch it out of the recording, but you can take someone who's completely, that's wild. You can take someone who's completely disabled in a hospital, who's never walked or stood on their legs a day in their life, heal them and somehow make it so that they can actually hold their body weight and ask them to run. And I promise you, they'll just tumble over. Why? Because he doesn't understand or know what that skill is. His muscle's not used to that. His brain doesn't know how to process that. He knows the concept of what running is, but how do you do that? It's not something that, you know, you just 1 + 1 = 2.
Yes, it is, though.
No, what you're not talking about, but near like hypothetical, we're talking about a person who's never used their muscles a day in their life. We're talking about a zombie that used their muscles all of their fucking life. Like, why would they not have that muscle instinct? Yeah, consciousness is not fucking motor skills. Like sleepwalking. You know, you're not conscious when you're sleepwalking, but your muscles are still working fine because you know how to walk.
So honestly, Jeremy, the one thing that I think you're leaving out is genetics and capabilities. So for example, what you say I agree with, but only for certain people, right? Because just like with anything, even like with skill, period, you have people that will either be able to run without without training and have good posture, right? Or be able to do other things like shoot a basketball and all these things. And then you have people that need to learn and develop those skills. But that's why there's always those people that appear and show to have, you know, a form of like just being natural, right? So your statement is half true. I would agree with it being half true. You can grab somebody, but not just anybody. Because if somebody can't naturally do it, then yeah, they're going to have a hard time. But then there are people who can naturally do it as an instinct and not have to learn how to do it.
Okay, sure. I can agree to the whole natural, like people just being naturally able, but I can promise 10 out of 10 people that you do grab out of that hospital that never used their legs and you hear them from him would not be able to run. 10 out of 10.
Why do you assume that zombies just don't know how to use their legs?
Because, like you said, it's a motor skill. It's still a skill. It's something they need to develop. So the brain is no longer, the brain is dead. Skill. It's not developed. The brain is dead. So there is no knowledge. There's no access to memory. There's nothing there. They're done. The only thing they know is eat and bite.
How do they know eat if nothing else works?
Because that's how they were made and designed. This is all by design of the people who made them. So
it's only wrong if they design them to run.
So what if it's in their design to run? Then is that still wrong?
That's a different kind of zombie. That's not the zombie that we're talking. We're not talking about an original zombie.
We're talking about World War Z zombies, are we not?
That's not an original zombie.
What do you mean? So, bro, I promise you, if we go back to the original zombie.
You were talking about original zombie. Look at George A. Romero. Like, that motherfucker created it, and that boy was over there with them having guns in their arms, shooting people.
Oh, yeah. They learned how to use guns then, but that's right. See? Like, that's been a thing. And that movie's old as shit, right?
Like, that is the godfather creation of a zombie, bro.
Like, Night of the Living Dead?
Yes,
George A. Romero.
I think I've seen that movie. Was there something crawling through the wall? A hand?
I mean, I've heard of Living Dead. Or was it Living Dead? It's something dead. But I don't think I've ever seen any of this stuff. Any of his stuff.
But this is an OG, 1968. You can't say that's not a pioneer for zombie movies, for real. You can't say that. You know, like,
So even this OG zombie movie, like you said with the cause, the OG zombie movies have zombies who learn, who get smarter, who use their muscles and use their fucking brain. Because, like, once again, like, it's just, and also just like, gotta remember the whole fact that they're undead. It's not a real thing. It can't really happen. So why are you like trying to limit them not being able to run through logic when they shouldn't even be alive through logic? You know, like
it's already not
talking about. They don't know how to run. They don't know how to run. They don't know how to walk, but they know how to eat. How the fuck?
Hey man, we already talking about zombies. The Walking Dead.
I don't know what you got against running zombies.
In traditional zombie lore, a zombie would not naturally be able to run, especially if we consider them as a reanimated corpse in various stages. I went to ChatGPT. You want me to start? Zombie originated Haitian origins. The personal zombie concept. Absolutely. You over here trying to talk about changing an AI or a robot. Never mind. This is recorded. But if we talking like, you know, if we want to use facts now and whatnot.
I mean, that's true, but tradition does not mean fact. Tradition is not a fact. It's just a typical thing.
Can zombies sprint? Now, what did you ask?
I asked, would a zombie naturally be able to run? In traditional zombie lore, a zombie would not naturally be able to run, especially if we consider them as reanimated corpses in various stages of decay. Here's why, based on different interpretations. Decomposition, corpse naturally undergo rigor mortis and decomposition. I'm not going to read all of that because it's just information on that.
But
brain function. Most zombies depictions assume a limited or minimal level of brain activity restricted to basic motor functions. I've covered that a lot. Modern fast zombies in pop culture. Some modern adaptations like 28 Days Later and World War Z depict fast zombies are infected that can run often due to viral infections rather than actual reanimation of dead bodies, i.e. mutated. Metaphorical purposes. Fast zombies can be seen as symbols of more modern fears like viral outbreaks or uncontrollable rage.
I'm running to a party.
You done?
All right, what you got? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that once again does not apply to the World War Z zombies because they're not decayed. That first part about them not being able to run traditionally because they're decayed. They're not decayed. They just got turned.
Yeah, I see what you got pulled up. I really does.
But
can zombies run? Just a very unbiased question. And that nigga just, what did he read? That first part, or did he just add a bunch of jibber jabber? Or did he add extra words to this question?
Hey.
That's great, goddamn!
That nigga paid for that.
He paid for that.
He didn't. That's the update. This is what I had. Would a zombie actually be able to run?
Oh, so you added some extra shit into you?
What do you mean some extra shit? That's what we talking about. Would a zombie be able to run? No,
look at what High Roller has. It's so
can a zombie run? Sure.
I'll even ask the smarter preview one.
Hold on. Can a person fly? Sure. That's yes. Can they naturally fly? No. But with proper gear, they can fly. I.e. a plane. A
zombie just need a gear to run, motherfucker.
I understand. Like, you're asking a very broad question. Like, it's not, like, there's no, like, context behind it. Can a shit smell good? Sure, if you wash it enough.
What are you talking about?
Like, come on now.
Does this mean that much to you?
He is not a kid. That is.
Oh, like, what? I like, you're really arguing that a fictional thing, which can be depicted in many different ways because it is fictional, cannot run when a lot of modern media represents it running. And even things like The Walking Dead, like, I guarantee you, I can find a scene of The Walking Dead of zombies running, doing more than just walking.
Hey, Rosie, season 11?
Rosie.
I mean, if you want an army of zombies 11, running, you can watch a YouTube World War video Z.
Some guy depicts it.
Rosie, I'm going to ask you a couple questions just to get you caught up, just so we can see where you
go. Oh, crap. I want to get the fuck out of here now.
You play Call of Duty?
Sometimes. Depends.
What is Call of Duty Rarely. Known for?
I mean, isn't it known for being, like, technically, I guess, the most mainstream shooter?
Nah, just like, what do you think it's known for? What
is
would
it
you...
due to zombies? Oh, most player zombies. Just say
zombies. Zombies. Damn. In that case, zombies. I don't care about multiplayer.
That's why I didn't ask you that leading on question. What would you say Call of Duty is like most known for?
Yeah, I was gonna say, what game mode is it most known for? What game mode is it most known for in COD? Not specific game mode. Campaign multiplayer zombies.
I want to say zombies, but it's mostly long from a multiplayer just because they fucked up zombies with the alien shit and then did a lot of other revamps and fucked up zombies even more and either removed them from a couple of games. That alone
did you play
makes
the
me
first
say
one?
That multiplayer is smart. Huh?
Did you play the first Call of Duties?
Like the first Call of Duty Zombies? Or
no, just
the main
like Call of Duty in general.
Yeah. I mean, I started with World at War. Then I moved on Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. They didn't play Modern Warfare 1, though.
Hey, that's crazy.
If you started at World at War, that was enough. Literally, everyone you've asked is still proving me right. I'm just saying. Anyway, We're not doing this again.
In my opinion, World at War is the best Call of Duty so far.
And that's in my opinion. Because of multiplayer and zombies, man. Like...
It's not only for multiplayer zombies. Not only for multiplayer zombies. Even the campaign was freaking gold. The multiplayer, not so much. But the campaign for World at War was awesome. I fucking loved it. I played it a lot of times. Zombies, fucking gold.
World War II's campaign. All right. And now, the second question was...
Jesus.
Uh-huh. Like, how do you feel about zombies that can run?
I mean, they're fine. I mean, are you talking about... Video game wise or real life wise?
Movie wise, I would hope.
Real life.
I mean, movie wise, zombies can run. I mean, if they're able to move their muscles physically, they should be able to run.
Mm.
Heck, actually, seeing as the body doesn't have its natural limiter anymore, they should be able to run faster than humans.
Damn. That's using logic.
Yeah, because right now humans have our natural limiter that keeps your muscles protected.
So are you saying if a zombie made it into a hospital full of vegetables and started gnawing on them, a couple of them vegetables might sprint out of that hospital?
Yes. It really depends on what their deficiency is. Because for example, if their nerve system is completely intact, yes, they can completely do it.
Even if they've never used their legs before as a human, you think the zombie gonna get up?
Hey, as long as the muscles aren't gangrenous, I think that's the word, or necros is the word? I don't know. Dead muscles, they should be able to walk. Maybe not run, maybe even like weakly walk.
Why?
But they should be able to walk.
Why not run?
Why not run? Because you need muscle mass equivalent to the weight of your body to be able to move correctly. So if you don't have enough muscle mass to hold up the rest of your body, then naturally you won't be able to actually move around.
So he's saying if them motherfuckers is the right proportion, even if they eventually run out.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah. What can I say? I use logic a lot. For example,
he literally agreed with Jeremy and CJ. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard for me to like counter argue that. Nah, man. Yeah. Like they still need to have some kind of recollection of that. Hold on. Wait. Before I even continue to say what I'm saying, do you feel that running is a skill or do you think it's an instinct?
Instinct.
Let's go, baby!
He didn't even think about it.
I mean, of course, my kid is running. Huh? My kid doesn't know. I didn't train my kid to run. Ooh. He didn't know how to run naturally. My kid's running all over the fucking place.
That's wild.
I have
the same example I gave. I said I used an example of a kid. A five-year-old kid who's never ran in his life, and all of a sudden you scare the kid, that kid is gonna run.
Yeah, but it's if you want to call it a skill, I mean, performance running is a skill, and the way to correctly run so you're able to run a long distance while keeping your body without being tired, that is a skill. But
that's exactly what I said.
Yeah, you're just a little quiet. You're
exploding.
Hey, Jonathan, I think the baby's running. You gotta go ahead and run.
Bitch, I got the monitor right. I got the monitor right here. They're sleeping peacefully. Suck it.
That's crazy.
Yo, he caught a Triple H from the Wolfpack back in the day.
Well, Stryker, counter argument? You got anything to
say? Stryker thought it was a skill? Wait. I gotta ask now. Did Stryker think it was a skill?
He said running is a skill. Was a skill.
Of course it's a skill for him. Oh, have you seen this man? This man needs skill to fucking run.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. You're allergic to water, apparently.
Yo, you didn't fucking go nowhere, bro. He said, so I'll be right back. I'll be right back. They heard everything.
So apart from not being able to run, apparently, because it's a skill, apparently he's also full of shit.
What did you think of World War Z?
I liked it. Honestly, I liked it a lot because it was a completely different method of doing zombies. It's more like a hive mind style zombies, which I really appreciated. Different from the normal. And they didn't
attack people that were infected or, you know, not healthy.
I really found that very interesting. But yeah, that's a movie I really appreciate. It really gave a different perspective to what is zombies, infection, and the type of infection it is.
And JD, the reason I asked you about Brad Pitt is because Stryker specifically said Brad Pitt did not
doesn't fit in.
He said to fuck the movie up for him.
I mean, it could have been anybody. I think Brad Pitt is a pretty good actor. Like the Ocean Ocean's 11, 12, 13. Hold on. So I think he's a good actor, and I think he did a great job. Honestly, with what Jonathan said, that I like that too. All those reasons, I liked it, and I wish the movie would have had the opportunity to explore that.
Like a sequel or a prequel. Like, they could have did more with it, for sure.
Yes, yeah.
I haven't read the books.
The whole reason I said what I said was, I feel like Brad Pitt just didn't fit the character or, like, that whole genre. That's not Brad Pitt is known for.
He didn't look like his typical pretty boy. Like, I think he did a great job. Yeah,
I honestly thought it was great. Jeremy, what kind of character did you want? Like a Leon S. Kennedy type of guy?
It's fine.
Think of like Brad Pitt and
Michael Jackson Thriller.
Don't even read that either. But you throw anyone that's done that role in that genre or that kind of work. I feel like Brad Pitt was more of like an action movies rather than a survival. I feel like Tom Cruise would have done a better job in it because Tom Cruise has done
I think he would have
done the Mummy. You were tripping.
He was. Tom Cruise is not the Mummy. That's
Tom Cruise didn't do a Mummy movie when they tried to reboot the Mummy series.
You said the Mummy.
That's what it's called.
Okay, technically, did they try to revamp the zombie? Jesus Christ,
the Mummy movie?
The Mummy series.
Yeah.
Like with, the reason why I cannot agree with you on that one is because it's such a massive different style of movie.
Well, I mean, it is a different style, but they definitely tried to reboot the series. He was becoming like the Mummy from the first one.
Dog, I'm not gonna lie. I had no idea they ever tried to revive that series. This came out in 2017.
I honestly can't agree that it's revival. Talking about the
Scorpion King.
It's too different. Like, first of all, it's a lady zombie. It's a lady zombie. Jesus fucking Christ! It's a lady mummy. Her powers are different.
But she gives her powers completely to him.
Yes, but it's a completely different style of movie. Like, it's like a Resident Evil to like World War Z. They have the Mummy and the Mummy. They share a title, but their movies are pretty different. So that's why I cannot say that was a reboot.
I did not even know that
they were making a Mummy. Like if this movie didn't necessarily, because it didn't succeed, right? But if it succeeded, it was supposed to be the start of like the reboot of that series. Like he was supposed to be the Mummy that was going to be in the next one. That would have been like a direct depiction of the previous one, like the previous series, the start of that one.
Did this shit have good marketing? I don't feel like it did.
Yeah, it had
good marketing. I never heard of it.
Okay. I mean, wait, Jeremy.
I don't know. I don't know how y'all missed it, but
Brandon Fraser. Like, that's his project.
That is true. That is completely
which
true.
Is why it was a big deal when they casted Tom Cruise.
Stryker, can a mummy run?
Huh?
Can a mummy run?
Can a mummy?
Interesting. It's not a zombie.
Okay, by the timeline that it lines up, yeah, I understand why I missed it.
2017? Mm-hmm. And a lot of shit dropped. Yeah, you were booking, right?
I don't know, Jonathan. I don't know much about mummies and whatnot. All I know is that they cut their tongues, they wrap them up, and they preserve their body. That's the whole point of them wrapping them up. Don't they, like, wax them or some shit?
What the fuck?
No, they didn't wax them. But they did preserve them with powders and stuff like that.
I low-key like this movie. I did not know it got 15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Fuck? I love the movie.
The movie for the mummy, the remake, was actually pretty nice.
How y'all feel about the movie is how some people feel about Madam Web.
Nah, I didn't like Madam Web.
That was a crazy comparison.
That's I ain't even seen the movie, but I felt offended.
They only watched it for Sydney Sweeney, who's only portrayed underage girls, so I don't get why people keep sexualizing.
Is that a fact?
I definitely didn't watch it for that.
Yeah.
I thought it was an interesting take on, like, female spiders. Like, female Spider-Man.
Bro, they were spider shit, bro.
They were female spiders for 13 seconds.
But they did it, yeah?
The movie.
They didn't do shit, for real.
They were building the story. Honestly, I feel like this is more of like an origin story than it was like a superhero movie.
Sounds like you like it.
But she's her own hero. It was her movie. She's like a hero. She's So it was a superhero movie that you just said wasn't a superhero.
I said it was more of an origin story than the superheroes.
But she had her powers the entire movie, bro.
What, being blind? Or some shit? Or being able to see into the future?
Yeah, she could do that the entire time. Every time she,
I mean, like, yeah, but that was about as far as that went. Like, they didn't show the rest of her powers, and I don't know what the rest of her power is, but I'm pretty sure she had more than just being able to see into the future.
Nah, that's it, bro. She can see Web. She can see your canon events. That's her power, bro.
That's Madam Web.
Madam Web powers, precognition powers, web of connection, future forecast. Hold on. The list goes on.
Do the movie one.
He's naming right now.
I mean, it's in the ChatGPT. Might as well do it here.
No, I went to the website, marvel.com.
So, did you like that movie, Stryker?
Yeah, I thought it was fine. That was alright,
Bro, the boss is like ODR was crazy. That dude's audio was fucking awful, bro. You fucked with that.
His audio was awful. He was a Spider-Man.
You could tell his mouth sync was off and he had a mask on. That shit don't make no type of sense.
Damn, y'all watched it in 4K off rip?
Oh, you didn't go to the theater and see it?
No, I did. I went to a drive-in.
Oh, then what are you talking about? It was fucked up when it was in the theater.
Dude got beat by a Coca-Cola sign, bro.
I think they fixed it at my theater.
Hell no. Still fucked up, even on DVD.
Don't get the patch?
Fucker here thinks it's a video game.
Yeah, they put up a patch.
Toss a grenade in there? What the?
Like, he ain't really got too much credibility on your takes right now. But this whole Madam Web thing is just setting shit on fire.
The Marvels was better.
I know it's related to Spider-Man, bro. But there's no way you like Spider-Man enough to defend that movie. No way. Did you hear what they did to the same?
You must not understand, Jeremy. Jeremy will defend everything Spider-Man related, no matter what, bro. He's just completely biased.
With responsibility, great power will come, or some ugly ass shit like that. Like, they said that. They greenlit that shit. Oh,
I mean, yeah, that is one of the most best quoted sayings and came from that movie, so I will give it that.
But you think the way they did the quote was good? I think it was ugly.
I mean, backwards. Honestly, it's such an old quote, and it's been around for so long that I never took it as like, oh, I didn't like how the way it was delivered. It just is like it's
they
already
said it. They said it exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they didn't say it. They said it
the fact that they had Yoda say it, like it's fine.
Huh? Nah, bro. It feels disrespectful. It feels like they couldn't come up with any strong theme of their own, so they just ripped off from what people were coming to see it for, and then they did it in an ugly way.
The whole Spider-Verse movie. It's what it was. What do you mean it ripped it off from what it was? It was that.
Just because it's part of the same universe doesn't mean it can't branch out and be its own thing. It should 100% branch out and be its own thing. Otherwise, if it can't stand on two legs, there's no point in it existing. Because you can just drop another Spider-Man thing, which honestly exactly what's going to happen. We're not going to see Madame Web fucking ever because it can't stand up on its own two legs. We ain't going to see no sequel or nothing like that. The only Madame Web enjoyer is going to be the motherfuckers reading them same old comics. We ain't getting new shit for that. Cause they've, at least movie-wise.
I don't think it's even possible to bring that shit into Marvel as well.
Yet again, nigga, I have to cross the street and get hit by a bus.
Oh, I was just saying, but that's—I thought you were talking about more so like the licensing and stuff, because yeah, Madame Web is
Sony. Yeah, because doesn't like Sony owns like all of the Spider-Man characters,
but so is Venom,
even the villains.
Venom's a Sony thing.
Yeah, I mean they gonna have them pay some hefty money if they want the motherfuckers in MCU like they, you know, like they assume they did with.
When did it come out? Well, February 14th.
But. Yeah, Madame Web was awful. That was awful, bro. That was the fact that you even reminded me that existed was kind of crazy of you. Not gonna lie.
Once a month at least.
Morbius was better.
Can't say. Did not have an opinion. Did not watch.
I didn't watch that one either.
That shit was ass too.
Did it come to damn? Did they really say it's Morbin time? That's all I saw when that movie came out. It was like, my favorite part was when he said, it's Morbin time. I knew what kind of fake, but that shit was funny, bro.
He did not say that.
It's Morbin time.
Wait, really? That movie said that? I never saw it.
No, he didn't say that, bro.
Okay.
Ooh. Bro, I mean,
not gonna lie, when I watched Madame Web, like, I thought the nigga from Morbius was, like, in there.
But nah, bro, now you got me thinking about Madame Web. I'm actually like remembering specific scenes, bro. That feeling was so stupid.
That movie was a fever dream.
It really was, bro. How could I let these girls who in way of my destiny could kill up like bro? That shit was crazy, bro. Who let that come out?
I'm gonna die in the future, and it's gonna be these three random bitches. I gotta find them.
Boy, that movie was a joke. I'm not who, man. There's no way you thought that was okay, man. You got some strong ass rose tinted glasses, my brother. They got to come in handy. I know it. In good use. You could probably enjoy anything with that attitude. But then again, you hate everything, so that's not true, huh?
It's got to be Spider-Man related.
It's got to be Spider-Man related. Got you. Okay. Yeah. Just so does that also mean that if it's something Batman related, he just hates it regardless?
Hell yeah. Like why do you think he ain't watching Penguin?
Great show.
Oh shit, yeah, I still need to start that.
He ain't gonna start it.
Yeah, I'm gonna start it on the first 5 minutes of it, but it was like 2 a.m. and I realized
DC is just whack, bro.
DC is an entire.
Have you seen the ratings for that shit?
That boy said DC is
whack. Seems like a lot of people think it's not whack.
Certain things, you know, they fall short on, but I wouldn't just outright say DC is whack.
They've missed more than they hit.
Maybe if you're talking about live action, but like DC kind of rules the animation front nowadays, for real.
Do you really feel like that, though?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna name a couple movies, bro. All
right.
You gotta be very unbiased, bro.
You're fucked. You know,
thank you. I figured.
He didn't abide by the rules.
Tell me if you haven't watched them. Wonder Woman.
I have seen it.
You didn't like it?
I just don't like her as an actress in general.
Gal Gadot, you don't like?
Nah.
Okay.
Here to go.
Man of Steel.
I don't like any of the Superman movies. Hell no. It's so fucking... I hate a Superman as a character. He's fucking...
He's everything you're not?
Everything he's saying right now is like...
We're not talking about your deep hate for Superman.
Sorry, I'm burning too much.
We're talking about the movie in general.
It was boring.
Suicide Squad.
It was alright.
Interesting.
That's different.
Aquaman.
Either go.
Shazam.
Didn't see it.
Black Adam.
Didn't see it.
Peacekeeper.
Always was good.
Oop.
Peacekeeper.
Probably didn't see it. Nah, didn't see
Peacemaker.
It.
Peacemaker. It's you didn't watch Peacemaker.
The John Cena one?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, definitely didn't see it.
So you haven't seen
like
a lot.
All of these movies that especially the last three that you just named, they took a very iconic celebrity to try to fit it in this really probably like washed away like hero and try to make it good, and it just no one knew who the fuck they were to begin with. Black they just knew the movies because of the celebrities.
Black Adam?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Bro, the whole Black Adam was literally kind of like Superman's kryptonite, because Superman is weak to magic.
Exactly.
Black Adam, his whole
niggas know who Black Adam is, bro. Niggas that know DC know Black Adam, bro.
Yeah, because actually,
yeah, he's like one of Rock the most important guys. Like, that was a big ass
makeover for him. And Black Adam is an evil Shazam.
And then also with Peacemaker, I think Peacemaker is very much like akin to like how Robert is with Iron Man. As like, I didn't know who Peacemaker was before Suicide Squad and all that. And John Cena has kind of always been the character for me. And he's kind of just brought life to that character. I don't think like I don't see him as John Cena when I look at Peacemaker for real. I feel like he's like that's. Like, even, like, with newer shit, like, that little fucking, that trash-ass Isekai anime they came out with, they modeled Peacemaker to kind of look like John Cena. Because, like, he's kind of, like, taking the life of the character. So, I don't know. Because I don't think people went
honestly, to play that character
for John Cena. Yeah. I like it. I like his character. And Peacemaker. I watched the show. I liked it.
Oh, man.
Oh, look at the comic. And they kind of got the same chin.
I think the only part of any DC movie that I enjoyed was the Joker from The Dark Knight. Heath Ledger. Yeah.
Heath Ledger?
And that scene where he was doing that whole, like, when he first walks into, like, that underground basement thing or whatever, and they're like,
make the pencil disappear.
Damn, wait, so not that, just that specific scene, that's it? You watched that whole movie, and all you liked was that one scene.
That's the only thing I remembered from that movie.
What?
Joker was such an iconic one in that movie.
What about all the other
movies?
Born in the darkness.
But I'd be crazy. Why don't you like Superman? I feel like he's one of those people where it's like, if you like Superman, you like Superman. What's cliche about him? Isn't he anyone like the OGs? How can he be cliche if you're like an OG? If you made
like, he's supposed to be like this like completely like indestructible man or whatever. He's just all powerful. Nothing can defeat him but a pebble. Like, no.
Then Jeremy, why do you like Dragon Ball?
Huh?
Why do you like Dragon Ball?
Aha. Glad you
that's
brought
pretty
this
much
up,
almost describing Goku now.
We talked about this earlier. I do not. Well, I appreciate Dragon Ball more for the nostalgia than the fact that it's good. I don't think by any means the show itself is good. I don't think the show is good. I don't think as far as like the story and all that. The only thing that was good about Dragon Ball is that it was flashy, catchy. It's kind of like an eye candy. Like, it was nice to watch. It was action.
That's the man who finished all the storylines and the alternative storylines.
Like I said, I like it because it's nostalgic to me. I grew up with that.
So you skip the story and just go to the fights.
No, Dragon Ball used to be really good. It just kind of fell off in terms of the story. It used to be really good. There's no way you watched Dragon Ball growing up and you didn't think it was good. It was good.
Nah.
It just fell off.
Like, so you appreciated watching Dragon Ball like for a whole episode, hearing this nigga scream and whatnot, just to hear it to be continued at the end of the fucking 30 minutes.
Wait, Dragon Ball watches Naruto. Yeah, because I was
Naruto is fucking famous for that.
And like Naruto is huge on that. Yeah, filler, you, get ready. You're in the middle of a fight. Climax? Nah, 7-episode filler. Like, straight in your face. Fuck you. You'll find out.
That telling you story, not just hearing this motherfucker go, ah.
Story that you don't care about.
Juicy, Rasengan, Rasengan.
Oh, Naruto kicks her asses in Power of Friendship. Goku actually trains.
Oh, my
and then
bad.
Kicks her asses with the power
dreaming
of family.
Makes you stronger. I guess that is true. And, you know, in arguments today, whoever is the loudest wins.
You do follow the rule.
That's crazy. So you got to think.
You see how you just spoke louder than me?
That's crazy. I didn't hear you. No, I was laughing. That man pinked everybody.
Their response for not hearing me. But I don't know. Like, I'll stand by the fact that Dragon Ball used to be a lot better. Like, it fell off story-wise when they got super strong. You didn't need to actually fucking think anymore. But that shit used to have some good little story bits to it. And then, like I think the start of the fall-off was probably, like, the Android Saga when they didn't let Gohan have his shine, bringing Goku back after that. But, I mean, like, the story was pretty good for Dragon Ball. It's not complex like Naruto is, but simple doesn't mean bad. You know, I can't really say too much about Super. I don't remember too much. I know they definitely dumb Goku down shit for Super and all that. But like, you know, Dragon Ball has some moments, some story moments, you know? Like, and you probably just don't remember it because the fights were the highlights and they took up, you know, most of people's memories for real. But there was a lot of stuff outside of that. And there was also parts of fights that people don't know about. Because like, when you think about it, like Dragon Ball Z getting like reduced to Dragon Ball Kai, that I never realized, but like Kai skips a lot of shit. Like there's a lot of details and like that just get totally skipped over and cut out. And like you don't realize it until you go back to the original. You're like, oh man, they were doing more things here.
Yeah, I don't think I watched Kai, so I wouldn't know.
Well, I feel like a lot of newer people probably watched Kai because that was like a graphics update pretty much. I don't remember when it came out, but it was popping on whatever channel every week. That's crazy, man. You have a lot of wild takes, man. Do you pride yourself on like your opinions like that? Like when this 1v7, do you be like you like get off this court like, oh, I showed them. Man, I'm different. I'm just they could never be me. Is that like a prideful thing?
Not at all.
Like I didn't admit I was wrong. I got him.
No, I want that. Have my own opinion. Everyone's reserved to their opinion.
Of course, your opinion just feels very forced sometimes. Like, and it feels like your opinion is unwavering to change, which I think opinions should have some room for change.
If you allow it.
No, not if you allow it, because that's the whole thing about it being an opinion. It's not a fact. It's not certain. It can definitely be swayed. You know what I mean? But I mean, not saying that actively trying to sway you, but I feel like you're actively resistant to change that makes sense.
I was about to say, if that was the case, this would be a perfect world.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't know what you were trying to pull. Man, that's another one of your argument takes that be like crazy, bro. You like to pull up some random internet blog or whatever, and you be talking for 5 minutes, and we can't even respond, like, because forget what the fuck we were talking about in the first place.
Crazy. I mentioned one statement. Y'all motherfuckers that be fucking paragraphs with no periods.
You read
become rap gods on here.
You just read an essay off ChatGPT when we talked about Can a Zombie Run, bro. Instead of coming up with your own reasons, you went and read a whole statement from ChatGPT.
No, because Obi mentioned some person I never fucking heard of. Damn, Obi left. But so I Googled it and I was like, all right, cool. We're gonna go to the internet.
I mean, but Obi's like point was like very valid. Night of the Living Dead is one of, if not the earliest zombie films, and even in it, the zombies are depicted to grow in intelligence and shit.
I
like
didn't
that.
Say
like,
it wasn't. It definitely like, said it like, wasn't an idea of zombies.
Part of your argument was that zombies shouldn't traditionally be able to run, but that old ass movie, which contains traditional zombies because they're old, they're some of the original zombies. They can do that shit. So like it doesn't make sense that you believe zombies shouldn't be able to have basic functions like that. In my opinion, but hey, you know, everyone has their own.
Feel me? So you can,
Period.
Everybody does have
their own. Everybody has their own.
I just wanted to see where everybody stood.
Some of them are very wild, I'm not gonna lie, but hey, I suppose they be entitled to it.
I'm sure there are people out there that agree with you, Scraggy.
They're not here.
Post it in the comments what you think.
You know?
Ain't no one gonna post what you thinking.
They might. You know, it might be one.
There are strikers in the world.
There are strikers in the world.
Wait, did you just insult like half the viewer base, brother?
I said they are strikers in the world. Mm-hmm. It is impossible for Jeremy to be the only person that believes what he believes. Exactly. It is probable that there are going to be others who agree with him. I didn't say the majority. I didn't say half. So why?
As long as there's flat earthers, Scraggy will never be alone.
Bam. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Any comment?
Jeremy, you believe in a flat earth?
That never came out of my mouth. That's not what I said.
I know that's why I'm asking.
Never have I alluded to that kind of concept. I do not. No.
I'm saying if there's people that collectively as a group could think the same, you know, idea as flat earth, there are people that probably collectively as a group would agree with you. I was just making a comparison like you do. You see how it seemed like a reach to you, but
no, that they made it seem like a reach to me.
You just do be reaches, bro.
Started defending yourself, saying
they asked me. They were like, "Oh, Jeremy, Ultra in particular, named me directly."
Hey, man.
Well, I just asked for clarification. That's it. I wasn't accusing.
Yeah. You know,
I was just telling Rain how this whole thing unfolded.
Yeah. Appreciate you. Yeah. Hot take.
All right. Wrapping up today's topic, we want to thank everyone who has made it this far. If you enjoyed the discussion, all we ask in return is for you to spread the love by sharing this podcast with a friend. While you're at it, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on supporting platforms. This helps the algorithm promote our show, which helps with bringing in new listeners. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you on the next one. Peace.